At 6:30, fair and 78. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. On October 1st, we will be right in the middle of a gubernatorial race. Political ads will be everywhere. And it might be just a good thing that that's when Oklahoma's liquor laws will suddenly change. On October 1st, strong beer and wine will be sold at supermarkets. Lizette Barnes is with the Oklahoma Beer Alliance, and she says the selections will be larger as well.
Anheuser-Busch alone, which is one of the members of the Oklahoma Beer Alliance, will be offering 30 more varieties of brands of beer and 250 different varieties of beer in Oklahoma alone. And that's just to start with.
The law change will also allow liquor stores to sell non-liquor products so long as it does not make up more than 20% of the store's sales. So far, no exposures to hepatitis C or HIV among those tested by the Cherokee Nation. Results are back on over 60 people tested out of 186 that may have been exposed due to a protocol lapse involving an IV bag. The incident took place at the Hastings Hospital at Tahlequah. Oscar Sappington is finally at rest. Memorial services were held over the weekend for the 19-year-old killed 73 years ago in the Battle of the Bulge. His remains were only recently positively identified. Tulsa Tough is in the history books for another year. Thousands lined the streets to watch the bike race through Tulsa. Mayor Bynum says Tulsa Tough has changed the cycling focus of the city. He says people have not always spoke of cycling in Tulsa in the same breath.
Not necessarily national renown as a hub of cycling culture, and yet that's what we've become in the last decade.
He expects that reputation to expand as the BMX training facility relocates to Tulsa. 15th and Denver will be a mess starting today. The city is beginning work on a waterline replacement project in that area. The work is expected to last most of the week. A home invasion this morning leads to death. One person is dead in that home invasion. It took place near 51st and Sheridan. Around 5:15 this morning, police still on the scene there. Meanwhile, officers are sorting through what happened overnight at 21st and Garnett. Occupants of two vehicles started shooting at each other. They weren't very good shots. The Joy Mart building and another car, not involved, sustained damage. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 94, the heat index up to 102, a slight chance of a thunderstorm bubbling up in the heat tonight, 75 for a low, and tomorrow the heat continues with a high of 95. Right now, it's fair and 78. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.